This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Brunch
and Christine Wong.
We are talking about emotional labour and how it can be hard work to hide your feelings at work. And if the past year has taught us anything, it's that. And the work of managing feelings is an important part of many jobs. Do you feel more on top of your work whilst you're at work? Or do you feel better when you're working from home? Let us know. We have a poll running over on Twitter and Instagram. Before we get back to that, we're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break.
So it is up by 0.58% at 1,578 points. Active stocks are Paxson Holdings, Aimflex Berhad, and EA Holdings Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.04 against the US dollar, 3.16 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
Thanks very much, Arv. That question again, do you feel more on top of your work in the office or whilst working from home, and why? A quick update from Twitter, please.
So we have a couple of tweets from Michael Cheng, who says, less time spent on the road going to work means more work is done at home and finish earlier as well. We have one from Uncle Thanos. Wow. Work from home should be a norm. It accelerates digitalization and adoption of technologies which would save costs and time. It avoids toxic working environment or culture, which reduces risks of mental health issues, and work from home improves productivity and efficiency. Another message from Andrew says, way less distractions at home, no colleagues playing loud music or someone walking up to your desk when you're focusing on something.
Okay, Christine.
On Instagram, we have VJs87 who says, environmental factors and auras have a psychological effect. That Irfan says, work from home only because I'm a designer, so I'm used to doing my own job in my own space. Amalina Ivy says, no distractions. Samantha Santanam says, because I don't have to spend 2 hours in the traffic every day. I'd rather work out or meal prep. R_Vin14 says, depends on the job. Simon says, so must have voted for the office because they say every office tool and every same project colleague is literally a walk away. And finally, ChickXAI says, I can use the time dressing and traveling to work for better use.
Okay, excellent stuff. Keep them coming, folks. We'll get to them as and when we can. Moving on to our second story of the day. What about cinemas?
Yeah, so there are actually two stories in one here. One is that FINA said that filming activities and operation of cinemas are allowed in CMCO and RMCO states as long as they comply to the SOPs. So cinemas stopped operations in Malaysia in stages in November, starting of November. And they reopened temporarily in December for Wonder Woman, and then they closed again when MCO 2.0 was implemented. So it's been like really, not even peaks and valleys, but valleys, and maybe a slight bump up. But the bigger story is that Golden Screen Cinemas, or GSC, announced the assets acquisition from MCAT Box Office, which is MBO, and Real Entertainment Holdings, both in creditors' voluntary winding up, which previously operated the MBO Theatre Hall. So they've basically acquired MBO Cinemas, which is big because we spoke about MBO going into liquidation sometime last year, think. So they had a pretty tough time. Some people suspected that one of the bigger players might acquire them, and it so happens to be GSC. GSC signed an agreement to acquire the majority of cinema assets from the company on February 23rd, and the deal is expected to be completed end of June 2021. GSC calls the acquisition as a strategic one, which will help accelerate the brand's growth and strengthen its market leadership position. And Ko Mei Lee, who we spoke to last week, CEO of GSC, she said that they view COVID-19 pandemic as a temporary setback, and they are confident that once the pandemic has passed, that audiences who are deprived of this out-of-home entertainment will come back to cinemas with a vengeance, she says, consistent with what they've seen happen in other regions. So she cites a couple of movies that have come out in China, which broke box office records and stuff, made a lot of money. A couple of other places as well, markets where cinemas are allowed to reopen, they've made a lot of money because people just want to go back to watching stuff on the big screen. Before this, the major cinema operators in Malaysia were GSC, TGV, MM Cineplexes, MBO Cinemas, and Lotus 5 Star. GSC was ranked as the biggest cinema chain here. MCO has crippled the industry as they have lost 90% of year-on-year revenue, with more than 500 million ringgit in losses in 2020 alone, which is huge. But overall, they're saying that they're confident. That's why they made the acquisition, and they say that this is going to help them. And I guess a lot of people, like, if they continue keeping those places open and running, mm-hmm. a lot of customers will be happy because it was very strategic for a lot of people. MBO was in Atria and in Starling nearby. So for many people, it was walkable distance because it is in those sort of like suburban localities and stuff. So big deal, I think.
Mm. So, okay, but are they going to refurbish / rebrand those cinemas as GSC, or is it still MBO then?
They haven't said. Mm. So there are no details yet.
Okay.
Mm. My question is, when they do reopen fully, what big movies are there for us to all go and see immediately?
So perfectly timed. Godzilla vs. Kong is out next month.
Are you telling me that Godzilla vs. Kong is going to break box office records here in Malaysia?
I think if you're looking for like a perfect cinema film, it's Godzilla. It's built for the big screen, literally in like every way. So that's going to be one. Then there's also Monster Hunter, so another one that you have to see on the big screen. So both of these.
And Disney as well, right? Raya and the Last Dragon?
Yeah, so three.
Huge.
So, yeah, three big movies.
Okay. Mm. All right. Thanks for that. Okay, we should probably move on. We're running out of time for the show because we have so many messages to get through. We'll get to them, though, in a moment. Let's have a short break with some music. The question that we're asking, of course, is do you feel more on top of your work in the office or whilst you're working from home, and why? Do let us know. The poll results we'll get to in just a few moments. Music to take us up, though, is Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times, here on BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.